Thousands of Zimunya and Marange residents told Parliament's Indigenization Portfolio Committee visiting the region that they are concerned about the alleged looting of the $15 billion as the government and diamond mining companies failed to cater for their needs. The committee was in Manicaland to find out from villagers and local government structures whether the state and the diamond mining companies had done anything to develop infrastructure in the areas where they were moved to pave the way for diamond mining activities. Each of the five diamond mining companies was expected to contribute $10 million for the development of the community, but only two companies, Mbada Diamonds and Marange Resources, only contributed $500,000. Godwin Nemasase told the committee that they were shocked by President Mugabe's revelation, which came at a time when the diamond mining companies had not contributed anything to develop their areas.
I think that Parliament must move with the times, and I believe they were aware of the looting of the diamonds, and we are also worried that no development has taken place in this area despite producing diamonds in Marange.
Nema Sase, an engineer by profession, said to make matters worse, they have over the years been harassed by members of the Zimbabwe National Army and the police for demanding what they were promised by the diamond mining companies. Villager Love Momukwada was equally concerned, saying more diamonds could actually have been stolen as there was no transparency and accountability in the mining of the gems.
What we want is transparency. These mining companies never published what they were getting from the sales of the diamond. And we are surprised to hear that $15 billion had gone missing. We believe more could have been stolen. Imagine what companies themselves took and what about the illegal partners, the informal miners, Magwege.
Local resident Marvin Mudiwa, who is also a human rights activist, said it was disturbing to hear that diamond proceeds worth $15 billion cannot be accounted for while they are wallowing in poverty.
$15 billion. Oh, Jenna. Budget yenu kai no imari. Hey,
huh? It is unbelievable for a country like Zimbabwe to be told that $15 billion worth of diamonds was stolen. This is an amount which is almost five times our national budget. And for us to be told that all that money was stolen when we are suffering, it's quite ridiculous. And I mean, surely investment should have benefited us as people living here in Marange and also as Zimbabweans in general.
They lambasted President Mugabe and local lawmaker and information minister Chris Mushowe for allegedly being dishonest and failing to update them on diamond mining activities in Manicaland province. They said since diamond mining started in 2009, there was no transparency and accountability in the mining, processing and selling of the gems, and as a result, local people did not benefit from the sale of the diamonds. While refusing to comment on President Mugabe's statements on diamonds, representatives of Mbada and Anjin mining companies said their earnings were less than $2 billion in the last 5 years. Mbada financial statements show that the company earned $1.2 billion in the last 5 years, while Anjin netted about $340 million in the same period. Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti and his predecessor Patrick Chinamasa have complained that the country was not benefiting from the Marange diamonds as there were no reasonable revenue inflows into treasury. Government has since kicked out all the diamond mining companies and appointed its own company, Zimbabwe Consolidated Diamond Company, to mine the gems in Marange. The parliamentary committee will compile a report and present it to Parliament and government for actioning. Reporting for Studio 7 from Mutare, this is Ivan Chifera.